With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman men's national team says their weekend exhibition against Inter Miami's U-20 squad came at the perfect time, with Nations League just weeks away. Midfielder Trey Ebank says the match offered a fresh challenge, something Cayman does not often get in regional competition.
I think it's always refreshing to play a new team, and as they're under 20s, it was also like a good level, I can say. And it started off a bit slow, but the second half we picked it up and they scored first half, we scored second half, and then the game was like basically matched.
Ebank says the tempo and movement Miami brought, especially in the midfield, pushed Cayman to adjust quickly.
They do this every day, that's their lifestyle. They sleep, eat, breathe football, so it's very good to play like a level like that. And yeah, we always look forward to playing games like that because it's a new challenge, you know, new intensity. So we're focused, and our first game, we want to go there and compete and hopefully to win it. So that's the goal, win the first game and go from there.
He says that intensity is exactly what Cayman needs as they prepare for their first ever campaign in League B of the CONCACAF Nations League.
Playing to our strengths and just fighting for each other and trying to run more than the other teams. From what we know from the other teams, they're obviously at a really good level. Puerto Rico, Dominica, and Guyana, yeah, they're all like huge players and they all have players that are in professional teams. And yeah, obviously, so it's going to be a challenge and we're going there with the mindset, okay, let's take it to them and take what we can each game and learn and grow from it.
Ebank says his mind is already on the opening whistle and the team is determined to prove they belong in Group B. Staying with football, the Cayman Islands national women's football team is documenting its development into becoming world-class contenders. CIGTV's Lavita Thompson has the details.
The latest episode of Cayman Football TV brings fans inside the national camp and local league action. Episode 8 takes viewers behind the scenes with the women's national football squad. The feature reviews the squad's preparation process for competitive international fixtures. Players emphasize how regular training together on island has strengthened team bonding. Cayman Islands Women's National Team head coach Michael Johnson outlines his focus on building mental resilience across the squad. He says competing at the highest level requires athletes to step up with fearless confidence.
Honestly, I mean, in World Cup qualifiers, you know, it's going by ranking, so just looking at the rankings, we're already the underdogs. So coming into all these games, matches, the opposition is going to treat us like underdog. But I think on our side, I don't want to feel so much as an underdog because, again, we want to go there and compete. So too much of that mindset will go the negative way in my belief. So I feel like we need to go there with the opposite mindset, even though on the stats it might say that, but we don't want to think that way.
The episode also highlights Cayman's under-20 national team in CONCACAF action. Forward Ishmael Jones scored early in an entertaining opener against Turks and Caicos. Coverage concludes with domestic action as 345 FC and Sunset FC battled to a 1-1 draw. Football fans can watch the full episode now on YouTube.
Now we'll switch gears to youth football. The Cayman Islands Football Association, or CIFA, is gearing up for the next generation of women's football, launching the U14 Girls National Team tryouts later this month, ahead of international competition in August of next year. CIFA Women's Technical Director Martha Gaudette says the program is designed to build long-term strength in the women's game.
For us, this is really about building for the future women's football in the Cayman Islands. We want to identify talented young girls early and give them the opportunity to become part of our national team pathway. It is also important that our young players are exposed to a structured environment where they can develop not only their technical skills, but also their confidence, discipline, and understanding of what it it takes to represent the Cayman Islands at the international level.
Gaudette says preparing players early is essential, especially with the demands of international competition.
International competition provides a very different experience, as we know, and the earlier we can begin preparing our players for that environment, the better equipped they will be as they progress through the different age groups and hopefully one day enter our senior women's national team.
She says the U14 program is a key part of creating a sustainable pathway for girls' football.
We also want to encourage girls across the Cayman Islands who are eligible and passionate about football to come out and take advantage of these opportunities. They should not be afraid to put themselves forward. Come out, work hard, enjoy the experience, and show the coaches what you can do. Ultimately, our goal is to create a stronger and, I believe, more sustainable pathway for girls and women's football, and to continue developing the new generation of players who will probably proudly represent the Cayman Islands.
Tryouts are open to girls born in 2013, 2014, and 2015, and will be held on September 19th, September 26th, and October 3rd from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the CIFA Field. Registration is available through the Google Form link or a QR code, and families can contact CIFAWomen.com, that's COMM, at gmail.com for further information. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.